From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Corey Flintoff. The stock and bond markets surged today on growing confidence that the Federal Reserve is about to lower short-term interest rates. The Fed's Open Market Committee is meeting today and tomorrow to consider whether to lower interest rates to stimulate the economy. Wall Street analysts believe that recent economic statistics show the economy is slowing down and that an interest rate cut is needed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 76 points today to finish at a record high for the third session in a row. The blue chip index closed at 5,381. Ballots will be counted tonight in Oregon's vote-by-mail elections for the U.S. Senate. Veteran Democratic Congressman Ron Wyden and Republican State Senator Gordon Smith hope to finish the term left vacant when Bob Packwood resigned. Lee Garnett of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Wyden and Smith are campaigning even today because polls show the race is a dead heat. Both campaigns are offering to pick up ballots or give last-day voters a ride to ballot drop-off centers. More than 60% of the ballots have been returned as of today, leading vote-by-mail advocates to proclaim the experiment a success. Smith, a millionaire agribusinessman, has tried to tag Wyden with the label of Washington insider, who has lost touch with his constituents. Earlier in the campaign, Wyden tried to label Smith as a clone of House Speaker Newt Gingrich, but Wyden dropped all of his campaign's negative advertising in the last 3 weeks and has tried to make his positive campaigning the key issue. For National Public Radio, I'm Lee Garnett in Portland.
GOP presidential frontrunner Bob Dole said today that he's not worried about campaign ads portraying him as a Washington insider, but he said that rival Steve Forbes has engaged in about $10 million worth of Bob Dole bashing. The Senate Majority Leader's campaign has launched a new ad that portrays Forbes as wasting government money when he chaired the board that oversees Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty.
He talks about being an anti-Washington. And we just tell what happened when he finally had a chance to have a job in government, how he handled it, how he raised everybody's pay, got more than the President of the United States. He was on that board, and how he fixed up this office, spent about $300,000.
The ad claims that the millionaire Forbes raised his own salary and wasted money redecorating the residence of a friend who was also his top aide. Forbes said that the Dole ad shows desperation and underscores that the race is now a one-on-one contest between himself and Dole. A trial date of June 24th has been set for former Representative Joseph Coulter, the Pennsylvania Democrat who's accused of embezzling more than $44,000 through his congressional expense account. Coulter was charged in connection with the federal investigation of the House Post Office. Each of the five counts against him carries a maximum of 5 years in prison. This is NPR. A congressional audit has found that the White House Travel Office still hasn't balanced its books more than 2 years after the previous staff was fired by the Clinton administration. The General Accounting Office reported that the current Travel Office workers never balanced the office checkbooks from January through August of last year, failing to enter about $200,000 in deposits. The audit found that the Travel Office was slow to pay its vendors, including airlines and telephone companies. The office arranges travel for the White House news media, and the firing of the former staff is at the center of a House Oversight Committee investigation. Greek and Turkish fighter jets have engaged in hostile confrontation over the eastern Aegean Sea. The two countries have threatened to use force to defend a small, barren islet that each claims as its own. Jennifer Griffin reports from Nicosia, Cyprus.
The territorial dispute came to a head Tuesday, with both countries' prime ministers refusing to back down. More than a dozen Greek and Turkish warships spent the day stalking one another off the coast of this tiny 10-acre island, whose only inhabitants are goats. Greece's deputy defense minister says two mock aerial dogfights took place above the island after Turkish jets crossed into Greek airspace. The dispute began last week when a Turkish ship ran aground near the island and refused Greek help, claiming to be in Turkish waters. It escalated when Turkish journalists replaced the island's Greek flag with a Turkish one. Greece responded by sending in its navy to rehoist the flag. For National Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Griffin in Nicosia.
The Commerce Department said that total retail sales grew by 0.3% in December, only half as much as private economists predicted. This is NPR.